Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the facts. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, if you would like to take advantage and to get some of that free angel advice on the show today, you can call in on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we take those calls, hello, listeners, and welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Just a bit of a reminder, the summer months are a great time for increased rest and relaxation, and with a little extra downtime, if we're lucky. we get the chance perhaps to allow ourselves to look at what needs to be attended to in our lives. You know, many people take advantage of the warmer weather and they clean up their garages and their attics, and they have garage sales, and others get the urge to throw all the windows open and do some very necessary spring and summer cleaning, like throwing out the old in order for the new to come in. And if you'd like some summer clearing in regard to your spiritual closet at this halfway point of 2013, why not book your own Angel Healing House intuitive counseling and Reiki energy session with me, Claire Candy Hoff. You know, your session will clearly help you see if there are any blocks, limitations, or sabotaging behaviors and patterns that are keeping you from receiving the abundance, the courage, the empowerment, the love, the clarity, and direction for the fulfillment of your desires and dreams. If you'd like to book your inspirational and enlightening session with me, Candy Hoff, please call me after the show on 831-277-3716. That is the number for Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House, which is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Again, please email me and call me at that 831-277-3716 number after the show. The Posse of Angels and I do look forward to showing you your life from an angel's perspective and helping you receive the clarity, the direction, the empowerment, and individual insights that will make the second half of 2013 the best time in your life. Now, I see that we have several callers. That 954 number, you will be first when I do take those calls. But my regular listeners know that I like to spend about 20, 25 minutes or so speaking about our topic. And the topic for the day is the present moment and angel or angelic signs. So callers, please do hold on. I will get to you soon. So something has definitely shifted for many of us at this halfway point of 2013. And, well, let's just say we're experiencing more encouraging energies of this month, the month of July. The Posse of Angels is showing me a boat that has been tossed around in rough seas during a storm. And for many of us, this storm has been raging on and off for the better part of 10 years. But this month of July, the waters seem to have gone quite calm, and many of us are picking up cues from our intuition that suddenly the way is clearing for us to see the new which is coming in on the horizon. The Posse of Angels is saying that the world has now shifted enough for all this newness to clearly be seen and experienced. And with many of us light workers, star seeds, and walk-ins like myself, having had our projects, our dreams and endeavors held back for so long as we waited for the rest of the world to shift consciousness, this open energy of July may have us wanting to go, 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 and hit the ground running. Come on, after waiting for so long, we can't help but be so excited about getting started. But if we do not wait for clear signs on how to proceed with ease and grace, we may just find ourselves pushing things to happen into that which our limited linear minds can conceive, rather than opening up to receive the unlimited miraculous possibilities of the how and when God and the angels want things to naturally unfold for us. And these things will unfold in God's timing for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. You know, I'm so excited, like many others, as we know at the deepest core of our soul that the forward motion to the fulfillment of our dream has actually started. But if we start dictating and pushing the universe in any way, shape, and form to hurry up, the results will not help materialize and manifest those connections and opportunities any faster for us. But what it will do is it will cause us extreme anxiety, frustration, disappointment, and fear that unless we do something, things will never happen. Please know, dear listeners, that the Posse of Angels wants us to know that everything is as it is divinely meant to be, and that we indeed are picking up very different cues now. On a very deep level, we know that things have energetically shifted, which will allow for the opportunities and connections to now come in to help us with the creation of the fulfillment of our dreams. But it is imperative that we practice releasing any shoulds, have-tos, or ought-to-dos on our part and allow God and the angels to deliver to us what is needed so we know exactly how to proceed and step forward. Now, the Posse of Angels is telling us that this can only happen when one accepts what is happening in the present moment. For God to be able to fulfill our dreams, it is imperative that we accept our part in having created our life up until now, and that includes all of it. For when we accept our part in contributing to the way our life is now, then and only then can we create with God and the angels the life that we desire. And this is why the Posse of Angels wants to share with us insights on how very important it is to remain in the present moment, or as I call it, the nanosecond of the now. For this is the only place that those synchronicities, magic, and miracles can occur. The present moment is the only place where God and the angels can send us answers to our prayers and show us the signs on how to step forward to the fulfillment of those heartfelt desires that we so deeply long for. And the more we focus precisely on the present moment, then we are fully empowered to act upon those signs that we are blessed to have been given. And the Posse of Angels is saying that their number one job is to send people signs. And on this note, they're reminding us that life is not a race or a list of things to do that has to be checked off as fast as we can. You see, the way life was divinely meant to unfold is that as humans or children of God, we are pure intention and we can have whatever we desire. And because abundance is our nature, we then are blessed with God and the angels providing the how and the when for our desires to be fulfilled. And when one lives in a present moment state and tunes into God's will, then life unfolds with ease and grace. You know, sounds pretty simple to me, but in actual fact, it's one of the hardest things for people to do because we have all been programmed to do and not allow ourselves to be still enough to discern those signs that are usually right in front of us. Many of us spend our time trying to will something in the future, and thus we miss the magic that the present moment is showing us. For instance, the other day I was getting ready for my daily walk, and right before I left the house, I said out loud, God, angels, please show me the magical signs along my walk. Please show me the magic. No sooner than I got to the end of our block, I heard an ear-piercing screech and looked up. Bursting through the trees appeared a crow who was being chased by a hawk. Now, fortunately, the crow was faster, and the defeated hawk landed on a branch of a tree and just stared at me. Looking into the hawk's eyes, I got shivers of confirmation up and down my arms and legs and knew straight away that this was a sign. I know from Native American animal totems that a crow is the holder of sacred spiritual law. It's said that they have the ability to shapeshift, and because they are cross-eyed, they can easily see and perceive different dimensions. As a spiritual teacher, I saw myself as the crow. Now, I also know that the animal totem of hawk is messenger. Hawk appears to tell us that God and the angels will be sending a wonderful opportunity. They'll be sending a message for us in answer to our prayers and reminding us to be still enough so that we can clearly discern this connection and that which is divinely ours. You know, listeners, it was a clear reminder for me to wait on the will of God for my next step. Even though I'm feeling anxious and I'm picking up there's a great deal going on under the surface at this moment in regard to my career, as I sighed deeply and continued on my walk, I passed a house that had a black cat sitting in the front yard. Now, having asked to see the magic, I intuited immediately that this black cat was about the magic of connections and opportunities coming for me. I called this cat over to give it a pat, but it just stared at me and resolutely did not budge an inch. My intuition told me to know that this was a sign that the magic was clearly near me, but it's waiting for the divine timing to come to me with ease and grace without me calling it in. This was a very strong reminder that all is being taken care of. Before we speak more about those extraordinary signs and signals, which most people miss because they are not living in the present moment, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your phone calls. 954, you're the first caller to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for holding. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is James from Florida.
Hi, James from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am extremely well and so excited about this new month of July.
Me too. It's a definitely wonderful time. And summer, I love summer. Summer's my favorite time of the season. And it's been really good so far. I've been really, really good at being at peace so far. So that's really good.
Isn't that wonderful? Have you noticed a difference in the energies of July to what they were in previous months of 2013?
Oh, yeah. For me, everyone's a bit more loving. Everyone's a bit more loving, and everyone's a bit more eager to have memories with one another. Everybody's eager to create memories with one another. So I've been seeing a lot more activity, a lot more family-oriented activities, and a lot more coupling. So everyone's feeling the love right now. For me, that's what I'm seeing.
It certainly does seem that, and the opportunities and the connections that are going to be coming to us will allow us in many ways, James, as you succinctly just put it, will allow us to become a family of sorts with joining with other people, joining our gifts and talents and the things that we will bring to all these projects that we will join and be a part of. And then the sum of the parts becomes greater than the whole. And it's just exponentially going to burst forth with all these creative endeavors on the planet. So it certainly is a very exciting time. And that, I guess that's why the Posse of Angels wanted me to write this program today, because so many of us are so tuned in to what is happening energetically around us. We feel this forward motion. We feel this, you know, the ships coming in after feeling like we were on a deserted island for so long, and we want to go, but we have to let it allow in God's timing and the way that it's you know, going to be for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. So it's a little bit of a test for us, but it certainly is very exciting.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah, it's one of the things which opened up for me just this past week is I've known a wonderful, very, very gifted theta healer for a number of years now, and you know, she has come to me for Reiki, and I've gone to her for theta healing, and we've exchanged our gifts, and she is putting together a documentary movie, which is called The Children of the Rainbow, and it's about indigos, crystal children, rainbow children, and how these children learn differently because they are born of a different energetic frequency. And it's going to be a documentary movie for parents, educators, teachers on inspirational stories and support systems in which they talk about how these children learn and what is best for them. I was chosen as one of the alternative practitioners to be interviewed on this series.
That's so great.
I'm very excited. And, the angels they're keeping the cards very close to their vest. They say there's a reason that you're wiggling. There's a reason that you're very excited, because this will open more doors for you to be known for what you do. And one thing in particular, yes, I have seen a number of indigos that I've helped over my practice for 10 years. But I also had a child. My son is 27 years of age. And when he was a little boy, he was diagnosed with attention deficit with hyperactivity. And he was forced to go on Ritalin. I was against it. But then I tell the story of how I found the fine gold diet, which just briefly takes those children off of chemicals, additives, preservatives, and flavoring, and through behavior modification, the hyperactivity just melted away, disappeared. That's my personal story that I add to this documentary movie. But it's a very exciting endeavor that I'm part of.
Oh, this is so great. Wow, that's fantastic. This is great.
Yeah, so what's been happening in your life, James?
Oh, the same old, same old. I don't mean it in that way. I'm just a lot more at peace and a lot more at rest, and I'm falling asleep a lot more lately. I feel old and old and old and old and old and old, like 80 years old, more so lately. My interests have changed greatly. I guess it's just growing up. And so I called in today to listen to the show and see what the angels have to say for me. Where should I be focusing my energies and what is really going on with me right now?
Okay, I'm shuffling the cards, and the first thing that the posse of angels is telling me is to change your vernacular. Change feeling old to I am feeling wise.
That's true. Very true.
That has such a different energy to it. You know, it's interesting. On the 4th of July, my husband and I went down by the waterfront. We booked a lovely restaurant, a buffet, and then to watch the fireworks. And I saw a lady with a dog. The dog was a little Yorkshire Terrier. And when I was 18 years old, I had a Yorkie, and best dog ever. I just absolutely love little Cleo. Her spirit is still around me. And I reached down, and I said, "Can I pet your dog?" And she said, "Of course." I said, and I looked at this lady. She must have been maybe in her, 60s, 70s, that she appeared older. And I said, "Oh, I love Yorkshire Terriers." I said, "When I was young, I had a Yorkshire Terrier." And the woman looked at me and she said, "What do you mean when you were young? Look at you. You know, you are young." And it took me aback. And I said, "Thank you. I said, thank you so much." Because the disparity just from our physical appearances was decades apart. And I was probably very close to this woman's age. So I thought to myself, I'm not going to say that anymore. I am young now. So the posse of angels are telling you this, and they're saying from now on, you're stepping into your wisdom.
It's not
that you're old.
I love that.
Okay. So that's a huge, huge difference energetically and how that will make you feel. Okay, let's see what the cards come out with. Oh, I love this card. I love this card. This is the Eight of Wands, and the Eight of Wands always comes out when there's openings happening for us. And what a great card to get in regard to what I just read. in the first portion of the show, because it also shows deer, the deer on the Eight of Wands card, and the deer always tell us, do not push the river. Allow, be in a state of allowance for God to give to us, and be gentle with ourselves, and don't try to push things. So it's a very important card. The eight is the number of prosperity, abundance, wealth, riches, just feeling so much better within ourselves, but it's also about physical opportunities opening up for us. So they're saying that that along with this wisdom that you are stepping into, James, it will open up other opportunities for you to come as well. Now, the Six of Cups is coming out. This is such a lovely card. This is a card of karmic connections, but a card that has such a good feeling about the past and bringing the past back into the future. A lot of my clients, as well as myself, have, with this Mercury retrograde, have had people from our past getting in touch with us. And they're saying, if this hasn't happened as yet, watch out for those people who you've known before are going to come back in your life and bring you pieces of the puzzle that are now needed for you to step forward. Have you noticed anybody from your past coming in?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Chance encounters and things like that. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just the other day my brother said, do you know a Ray Ellen? And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I went to teacher's college with Ray Ellen in Australia 30 years ago. And she said she's been trying to find you for years. She only had your maiden name. She didn't have your married name. And so she couldn't find you. So she just thought, on the off chance, to send me her details and ask me if I was your brother, I was, you know, related to you. And we've struck up this amazing friendship again. Where's it going? Who knows? Although my intuition does tell me she is a teacher in Australia. And if I get involved with the Children of the Rainbow series, I may be going to Australia to lecture on indigo children. So,
wow.
Okay. The Posse of Angels are saying, although I'm getting shocked, they're saying, don't get too far ahead. Don't get too far ahead. So, okay, the Six of Cups is telling you that these people are coming back again to give us the puzzle pieces that will interlock with what's happening now. And the next one is the King of Wands. The King of Wands is now, for the first time ever, truly, the world is seeing you, James, and the other light workers as authorities in our field. And they will beat a path to your door. So get your running shoes on. Make sure you give to yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Really nourish who you are. When was the last time you had a physical?
Oh, I don't even want to say it.
Okay, the same as me. The same as me. But the Posse of Angels were beating me over the head as of last year, and they said, get yourself, you know, to just have a physical. I ended up going to a naturopath. The naturopath put me on a set of supplements. She said, there are signs that your liver is not functioning. You're very healthy. You know, there's nothing wrong with you, but your liver is not functioning at its optimum. This was back in February, and as a result, I have shed 15 pounds very easily with just a better functioning liver. I feel like I'm about 19 years of age.
Wow. Yeah.
So the Posse of Angels are saying, if you can manage it, take yourself to a naturopath, because a naturopath will look at you from a holistic point of view rather than from a pharmaceutical point of view. And maybe there's just things that need to be tweaked or something like that, because as of September, they're saying, with all of these openings up that are coming for us, and this is a message for everyone out there who is a light worker, starseed, walk-in, please get yourself seen to in the most optimum conditions, health-wise, because you're going to need the energy. There are going to be so many doors opening up for us because finally, you, me, and every one of the light workers came back to the planet to be those the first way showers, the spiritual teachers for those who were shifted to come to, and we got to be up and running for it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jane.
It has. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And again, I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me that email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, and look after your beautiful light.
I will. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that reading that James had was pretty succinct for all of us. Eight of Wands means there's openings up. The deer tell us not to push the river, to be gentle with ourselves, let things unfold. The Six of Cups is telling us that right now, different people from our past, people that we've known before, they're going to be coming back in to show us a puzzle piece to be able to utilize in bringing forth our gifts and talents, and we are the authorities that people are going to come to now in our field. Let's go to another phone caller on 719. Thank you so much for holding. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hi, this is Julia. How are you?
I'm very well. Hi, Julia. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. And so how is Julia?
Not too bad. I've got lots on the brain. I'm thinking of a future move. And I'm not quite sure where that's going to take me. And so I guess I wanted to call and see if the angels had anything. A place that sort of popped up for me is the San Francisco area. But it would be going to a place where I don't really know anyone or have any connections. I have family in Florida, but Florida doesn't really draw me. I would only go there, you know, for the family and the support.
No, they're saying ixnay on the ordiflay. They're saying.
Ixnay. That's funny. Okay, big red
they've
X.
Got a very funny, they've got a very funny sense of humor. They're not like big letters to me.
That's where it originated, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're shaking their heads. They said everything comes from us. They're taking credit. The messages have become too easy for me to discern. Now they're going to start talking in Pig Latin. Okay, let me see here. It's funny that you mentioned, as soon as, you know, when I say hello to you, you said you have a lot on the brain. The first thing that the Posse of Angels was saying is get out of your head. Get out of your head, Julia, and get connected with your heart. This San Francisco connection feels good. It feels yummy. It doesn't matter if you don't think, again, linearly, that you know anybody there. If you say to the angels, I'm not sure how to step forward yet, please send me signs, very clear signs, on whether the San Francisco area is the next place for me. And you may not think that you know anybody in the San Francisco area, but, you know, as soon as you would get there, it would be revealed to you that you would feel comfortable. You'd get a sense of familiarity, like you've been here before. Let me ask them, they like San Francisco. Woohoo! they're saying yes to San Francisco. So, I mean, that's not to say that, tomorrow you pack up and you just willy-nilly go there, but I was going to say, ask for more signs about San Francisco Bay Area and see what comes in. I mean, you know, sometimes they are so convoluted with their signs and their signals when we're in the present moment, because that's the only place that we can see those signs. Is, you know, you'll get in the car, you'll turn on the radio, and perhaps it's on the oldie station, and you'll hear, you'll hear the song
San Francisco, you know,
mm-hmm.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, the reference Tony Bennett. I mean, you know, a lot of those things will start. The more you say, please show me more signs, the more they will send you those signs. You move, it just feels like your time in Colorado has become like a jacket which is too small for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely am. Well, the things that are on my mind is like ending a relationship and things like that. But, you know, there's a lot of ducks to get in the row. And
this seed has been planted. You know, so many of us, Julia, are going to be moving. Oh, my gosh, and I got just shocks up and down my arms and legs. You know, it's like we haven't done our penance. That's not a nice way to put it, Poppy. But we have done our time where we are now. And it might not even be out of state or out of the country. It might be even in the house that we're in now. My husband Pete and I know that we're going to be moving in the Los Angeles area to a new suburb. Our intuition tells us it's going to be in the valley, but we haven't gone out and started looking for houses or anything like that because the house that we're going to be going to is not ready for us yet, and it's coming under very very synchronistic circumstances. We won't have to look on Craigslist or West Side Rentals. Somebody is going to mention something, and then we're just going to step into it. So,
cool.
A lot of us will be moving because we have outgrown where we are living now. And so let's go to the cards and pull some of these. The relationship that has ended, did that end amicably?
I'm still in it at the present, but I feel like it's moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a very long marriage.
Okay. The greatest thing, having been in a marriage myself, before my walk-in experience, the previous soul that was in the body, she was married 22 years and 26 years in an abusive relationship. One of the greatest things that I counsel people to do when they're ending relationships is to honor it. Honor and respect the relationship is to look back and know that it wasn't a mistake. Karmically meant to happen for you two to come together and to create, or there was some unfinished business. How long were you together in the relationship?
29 years.
Okay, so you beat me. Woo-hoo! 29 years. Well, you know, in that time, there you didn't stay one second longer or one second sooner than you should have. There are no shoulds, and nothing is a mistake. So really, give it the respect and the honor that, yes, you were meant to come together, you were meant to create what you did, and now it is time that, you know, you feel this energetic, this higher energetic frequency inside of you that is telling you to move on. And, you know, again, there are no rights or wrongs. There's only what aligns with your heart. So certainly, the first card I picked up was the Ace of Wands, and this is new beginnings. This is new beginnings around, and there's your home. There's a golden river across this card. There's the hand of God reaching out, and it's thrusting a wand which has all this new young leaves on it, which is showing new growth. And across the river there's your house. And so they're saying, yes, this is a time for you of new beginnings. And by you stepping into it and you really honoring who you are, then everything will go fine. Everything will go fine. So that's a really important piece about you moving on to your new house and your new area and your new life, and then it won't be so difficult emotionally for you because you will have taken responsibility and accountability for your contribution in this relationship for the past almost 30 years. So how does that resonate?
That's good.
Sounds good. Next card that's coming up for you is the Eight of Pentacles. Oh, and actually, this card flipped over. This is the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is getting you to really put down, putting down your burdens, putting down those burdens of thinking that you should have done something in the marriage. You know, why didn't you do this, or why didn't things work out, when it's very important. It's very important for you now to be clear and to say, you know, that those things happened for their divine purpose, and to step forward. Now, the other card that came out almost stuck to that was the Eight of Pentacles card. And the Eight of Pentacles card, you are remarkable card. And the more that you can align yourself with how remarkable Julia is, your gifts and your talents and your abilities, it's your turn to shine. I don't know. I get the feeling in this relationship, in this marriage, that you kind of took a back seat.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You kind of took a back seat, and I can tell you, having the former soul, having lived under that kind of shadow, it's difficult to live under somebody's shadow and be supportive of them and, you know, either put yourself last on the list, or most times I wasn't even on the list at all. But now, I hear you, girl, but now it's your time. They're saying, now it's your time to spread your wings and fly. You are going to just, you're not even going to know yourself, because what you're going to be introduced to is the divine, true Julia.
Wow. Well, that's exactly what I want.
You know what?
I'm not just saying that. That is exactly what I want. I want two things, and my connection to self and love. Those are the two things that I most want in my life right now.
And you know what? Those two things are one and the same. Because when we connect to love of self, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and when we can exhume those things in our emotional closets that are causing us to limit and to sabotage ourselves, then we are free. We are free to go and co-create with the greatest source of all and experience absolute miracles on the earth plane. I would go even so far as to say it would be very advantageous for you to have an intuitive counseling session and an angel Reiki healing session to see if there are any other things, any limitations and sabotaging that are still vestiges of still things still left that will be very helpful for you to exhume. But certainly, this is telling you that you're headed in the right direction. But, you know, just allow this long-standing relationship to dissolve in the most loving way that you possibly can.
Okay. Does it show, you know, me coming out of it okay, that, you know?
As long as there's honor, as long as there's respect, as long as you love yourself and make yourself a priority, not at the detriment of anybody else, and not that you'll never give to anybody else in your life, but unless you make yourself the priority and go in the direction that your heart is telling you to go, then you won't be able to serve yourself, and you certainly won't be able to serve anybody else.
Okay, that sounds good.
And that's really important. I hope that's been helpful for you, Julia.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you. I have a big smile.
Okay.
All right.
You're very welcome. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much.
And God
have a great
you.
Week.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, before you, and thank you so much to James, and thank you so much, Julia, for your phone calls. Now, before your phone calls, Apostle and I were speaking about how very important it is, more than ever, to be present in our lives. The present moment is filled with such joy and such happiness, and signals and synchronicities and magic and absolute miracles. It's only those who are willing to connect with the present moment who will open themselves to experience those wonderful things. Yet because we've been endowed with free will and our free choice, we can choose to live from illusion, from a place that does not exist. You know, if we choose to replay and relive our life solely by the past, and our past was often created with regrets and resentment, bitterness, sadness, and anger, then it leaves our energy so full and occupied with things that do not serve us that we are unable to embrace anything new in the present moment. And although we may pray and we may ask God to fulfill our dreams, by not being present to see the way God and the angels wish to fulfill our desires, we actually miss the important signs and the signals to help us on our journey toward the fulfillment of our intentions. And you know, listeners, even there are many who constantly worry about the future, yet they fail to understand that their future is carefully constructed with their words, their thoughts and feelings, and what we choose to perpetuate in the present moment. Because we are pure intent, as divine, eternal beings, as children of God, we have been gifted with God and the angels to provide us with the how and the when for our intentions to manifest. You know, by worrying, we are actually telling God and the angels that they are not doing a good enough job. Worry comes about because we feel that we will not be provided for, and therefore we actually feel lack. And if we put any of our emphasis on lack in the present moment, lack will show up in our future. In order to take care of the future, it's imperative that we become attentive to making the present moment the best that it can possibly be. Let's go to the phone lines to 678. You are on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Hello? Hello? Are you there? No, 678 doesn't want to talk. Okay. Thank you, 678. If you'd like to talk, you can call back. Thanks. Now, on the subject of living in the present moment and just how important that is, a great example of this came from a client who I had many years ago, and she was not living in the present moment. Now, let's call this client of mine Anne. I, once again, don't use the names of clients in my blogs, my newsletters, and my radios, but let's call her Anne. Anne had come to me with severe depression, insomnia. She had shortness of breath and panic attacks. She told me that her ex-husband had cheated on her several times in their long-standing marriage. And even though she forgave him time and time again, he finally left her a year ago for a younger woman. She was devastated and she was heartbroken. And Anne spent her days crying in a house that was filled with photos of her and her ex. There were souvenirs and things that they had purchased together in their long-standing marriage. She also told me that at least once a day, she watched her wedding video and she bawled her eyes out while she watched it. I asked her whether she desired a loving, trustworthy, loyal, and kind relationship in her life. And she said that she longed for that. And she begged and she asked, she prayed for God to send her someone who was exactly like that. I told her that what she was asking and praying for was in such misalignment from what she chose to put her focus on. It was absolutely a disconnect. For every day, she chose to demonstrate to the universe that even though her husband had cheated on her repeatedly, she showed the universe over and over again that she wanted her ex back, even though he disrespected and dishonored her. Anne even admitted to me that several times over the past years, her ex had called her up and told her that he would be quoting on a job in her area, for he worked in the building arena. He was working in construction. And he said, because I'm going to be in your area and very close to you, why don't I bring a pizza around and a movie, and we watch a movie together? Well, on these occasions, pizza and movie turned into them having sex and him spending the night. Then afterwards, the next morning, he would leave, and then months would go by without one word from him. And then out of the blue, months and months later, she would get another call from him, and a similar thing would happen. The Posse of Angels said that they tried to answer her prayers in a number of different ways to bring someone to her who was trustworthy and honorable. But because she kept demonstrating to the universe that she was prepared to compromise herself with someone who was deceitful and clearly only wanted to use her for sex, she was choosing to live in the past. I told her that, for all she knew, the Posse of Angels may have tried to send her Sir Lancelot, her knight in shining armor, and because she was choosing to settle for compromise while with her cheating ex, she missed what was clearly made available to her in the present moment. Now, the remedy for Anne, in order for her to bring herself into the present moment, was a threefold process. Firstly, I asked her to be a detective. I asked her to go around her house and take all of the souvenirs, all the photos, all of the knickknacks, everything, including her wedding video, that reminded her of her ex in shape or form, and just get rid of it. And if she could not part with any of it, at least put all of that stuff in a box and put it away in the garage or the attic, because truly, out of sight is out of mind. Next, I suggested that when her ex called to bring over a pizza and a movie, hint, hint, to have sex, and when her ex called her to tell him that she had plans and she simply could not see him, and if she couldn't bring herself to say this to him, to at least get caller ID on her phone so that when he called, she could allow the answering machine to pick it up so that she wouldn't have to speak to him and even address whether he would come over or not. And thirdly, I said in order to meet someone new, she would have to make friends with the present moment. You know, after putting all her focus and all her attention just living in the past, she would have to literally make friends with the present moment. We then spoke about raising her energies physically by taking care of her diet and exercise, mentally putting her focus on visualizing herself with this new, respectful, acknowledging and honoring love in front of her, emotionally giving to herself, nurturing herself with some fun activity that would take her out into the world and get her involved again, and not just sitting surrounded by the past and crying about it. Asked her, what is it that you love doing? She said, although I don't and haven't exercised anymore, I loved hiking as a young girl, and I would love to join a hiking group. Well, after our session together, she was feeling so much better about herself and she was armed with several ways to bring herself into a more honoring present moment. You know, I didn't hear from Anne for several months. And then my husband and I were in a shopping mall months after, and we were in line buying tickets for a movie when I looked up and I saw Anne. And she was walking towards me, and she was holding hands with a lovely-looking guy. After buying our tickets, her gentleman friend went to buy some popcorn, and she leaned in and excitedly whispered to me, "You know, Candy, the angels were right. I took away all the memories of my sad past and focused on having fun and living again." And around the fourth week, after I joined a hiking group, Barry joined, and it was like we had always known one another. I can't thank you enough for helping me live again. Now, the Posse of Angels is ending today's segment by reminding us the magic is there for all of us to experience. Listeners, the fulfillment of your dreams and how to step forward and how to make movement forward is always in the present moment. If we only will just stay present to see the signs so that we can unwrap the gifts that God has in store for each and every one of us. This is an amazing month of July. We feel it. We feel it in the very deepest core of who we are, that things are happening under the surface to start bringing to us those opportunities and those connections, those people very easily showing up to help us step forth as the authorities, which we are now going to be recognized for who we are. So just hang in there tight, stay in the present moment, and watch as the magic unfolds. Oops, we have an 818 number that just appeared. Hang on. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. 818?
Oh, hello? There you go. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Where are you calling from?
Woodland Hills, California.
Woodland Hills. Oh, you're very close to me, Cali girl. How? And you said your name was?
Danielle.
Danielle. So, Danielle, with like 2 minutes to go, what is your question?
Well, I didn't expect to get a chance to get a question, but thank you. If my angels or guides have any messages for me with regard to what to do next on my spiritual journey.
Okay, to do next. Well, this is your lucky day because I am not going to rush your reading. I will finish the show, and then I will get offline, and I will call you for a proper reading, Danielle.
Oh, thank you so very much.
So lucky last is truly lucky last today. So you hang on. I will wrap out and then call you in about 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much to all my callers, and thank you for tuning in to the program. Thank you to all those listening to the archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter that's filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And my sessions, Angel Intuitive Counseling and Reiki Healing Sessions, can be done either in my office in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally over phone using Skype and distance healing. Again, Angel Healing House number is 831 277
3716. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an extraordinary life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Bye-bye.